This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with comedy legend Tim Conway about his new movie to be shown on the Hallmark Channel in early January. Muse's Matthew Bellamy, meanwhile, is happy about his Kate Hudson breakup. Bellamy from the band Muse was asked about his split from Kate Hudson. He said he was happy about it. Hudson and Bellamy called off their engagement last week after dating for 4 years. They have a 3-year-old son together. When the paparazzi at LAX asked about the breakup, he used an obscure Australian phrase, which basically translates to happy as a pig in you know what. According to the Daily Mail of London, there are 50 reasons why a woman really does need a man. The list is by Jane Gordon, who is on her own for the first time in 30 years and is irreverent, poignant, and very funny. She says, like millions of young women today, there was a time when I was convinced that there was nothing a man could do that I couldn't do better. I even had a framed cartoon of Irina Dunn's famous feminist phrase, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. But I was wrong. 6 months after moving out and on my own, I'm slowly coming to realize that there are, in fact, plenty of things I need a man for, and no, not that. Number one, to zip and unzip tricky party dresses. Number three, I've yet to hang a picture in my home. I need a man who knows how to work an electric drill. Number four, I desperately need a man to hog my remote control and stop my rotting brain from watching reality drivel such as The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Ladies of London, and Made in Chelsea. Number five, I need a man to tell me what I want to hear when I ask him, do I look good in this? Even when I know that the answer, gorgeous, is a total lie. I need a man to change the halogen lights in my bathroom where I've been showering by torchlight for 4 weeks. Number seven is you tell me how a small woman is meant to lug a 6-foot Christmas tree home, stand the darn thing up, and put a star on top. I need a man for Christmas, but not necessarily for life. Number eight, she says, it turns out I am the one who makes all the mess, loses the keys, and the mobile phone charger. I need a man to blame. Number nine, she says, I need a man to scratch that hard-to-reach itchy spot in the middle of my back. Number 10, I need a man to watch horror films with me and say, in the way I used to resent, why are you frightened? Number 11, I need a man to walk the dog in the rain. And number 12, I need a man for picking up what the dog leaves outside in any weather. Number 13, I need a man to explain to me what goes in the green recycling wheelie. Number 14, she says, it's always my turn to drive now. I need a man to share the allotted driving duties. And she says number 15 is likewise, it's always me who has to fill up the car now with gas. Number 16, she says, I need a man to force me to open those nasty brown envelopes and fill in my tax returns. Another reason that this woman needs a man? She says, my new cottage is so dark outside at night that last week coming home from a party, completely sober, I fell spraining my ankle. I need a man with a torch to hold my hand and walk me to the door. Number 19, all my life I've suffered from icy feet and hot water bottles are hopeless because they are as cold at 3 a.m. when you need them the most. I need a man to keep my feet warm at night. Number 20, I could use a log fire for Christmas. It smolders and goes out every time I try to light it. I need a man to bring the wood in and build a roaring fire every night. Writer Jane Gordon says she also needs a man because she says after 6 months of maneuvering my Fiat down muddy country lanes, it's now difficult to tell what color it is. I have a phobia about those mechanical car washes, and I don't think you can call out the AAA to clean your car. So, I need a man to keep my white car white. She says, I need a man with strong shoulders to cry on and say it's only a film the dog doesn't really die the next time I sob over Marley and Me. Number 28 on her list, I never buy socks for myself, and on the few occasions when I needed a pair, I used to sneak them from his drawer. I need a man to steal socks from. Number 29, I need a man who knows the difference between a Phillips and a flathead screwdriver and save me from self-assembly hell. Writer Jane Gordon also says, I need a man who knows which of the dozen cables on the back of the TV needs to be fiddled with in order to get the no signal message off my TV screen. Also, I need a man because now I'm alone, I have become worryingly addicted to playing Candy Crush on my iPad. I need a man who will make me delete the Candy Crush app. Jane Gordon says, number 38, my ex used to exasperate me by turning off the lights, but now I no longer live in semi-darkness and have to pay a huge bill that arrived today. I have to admit I need a man to go around the house and turn off the lights. She also says, number 41, on why she needs a man, living on my own has taken all the fun out of food. I need a man to say, what shall we have for dinner tonight, and to sit at the table and talk and laugh with me. And number 46 on her list, how am I going to toast New Year's if I can't get the cork out of the champagne bottle? I need a man who gets the cork out with just his bare hands and share a drink with me at midnight. And finally, number 50, she says, I really need a man so that I can seek his opinion on things and then do the exact opposite of what he says. Writer Jane Gordon in the Daily Mail on why she needs a man. Six-time Emmy winner Tim Conway is featured in a new made-for-TV movie. Hello, Tim.
I'm Mike.
Tim Conway, how are you?
Is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I am fine. And you?
Oh, I'm fine, too. And
okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Talk to you a little later.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about Surprise by Love. This is going to be a new Hallmark Channel original movie premiering early next year, huh?
I guess so. I didn't actually know it was a movie when we were doing it. I thought it was radio. You'd be able to see pictures and everything. That's wonderful.
Is this your first Hallmark Channel movie?
And it's my first radio show, too. Yes, it was my first Hallmark movie.
And were you excited to do it? You play the granddad, right? I mean, you could have played a teenager,
yeah.
but they cast you as the granddad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I was... I've got the script almost memorized, and so I'm ready to do it at any time.
How will the Conways celebrate the holidays?
Well, I have six children, so it's not very difficult. You just buy, you go in the store and say, give me shelf A, and you say, wrap it as a gift and bring it home and put it under a tree. Not necessarily ours, but we have a lot of friendly neighbors, so they take a lot of the kids off my hands at Christmas.
Well, isn't that convenient that you have a six-pack of kids and you have a six-pack of Emmys? So I guess they all going to get one.
Well, I stole four of them, so they're from other shows. But, I was very lucky in... when the Emmys seem to have more importance than they do now, because you can get all kinds of awards and
I get you completely, Tim Conway. Tell everyone about the chemistry on the Carol Burnett Show.
Well, I think that comes from the star. Carol was just great to work with and would buy anything and go with you, which you don't find anymore, especially in variety. There's no variety per se. You know, you used to look forward to the weekends and Ed Sullivan and all those kind of shows just don't exist anymore. So you don't see the variety. At least we don't.
Well, it's good that you came along when you did and hooked up with Carol Burnett and the late Harvey Korman, who, by the way, is probably laughing listening to you talk to us this morning.
Yeah, because he was tongue-tied, too. We had a lot of fun, and I made a lot of money off Harvey because I said I can make you crack up on this, and he said no, I don't think so. So we'd bet a couple of bucks, and he would crack up, and I bought a car. Well, I saved it and framed it. Yeah. I miss Harvey very much, so, yeah.
Will you watch this new movie with your family?
I think so, yeah. They don't talk to me, but it's nice to sit around and know they're there.
They don't even acknowledge your existence at this point?
No. Isn't that strange? You know, and I put food on the table and money whenever they need it. But, you know, it's a lonely life.
They're a little fickle, huh?
Yeah.
So do you have a New Year's resolution? I've been asking everybody this at the end of the year.
Yes, not to make any New Year's resolutions.
Well, that's perfect. That's the perfect answer. Tim, all the best on the holiday, and we'll look for this new movie January 3rd on the Hallmark Channel, Surprised by Love. Tim Conway, a comedy legend, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With Tim Conway, I'm Mike Bennett. I'd love to hear your opinion on America Weekend. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike A.W. like America Weekend, Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's MikeBennett11 on Twitter. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
American Biker Minutes. Biker dudes with their mitts on a bathroom scale had better stay tuned for today's top five gifts, which we should never, ever give to a lady.
Oh, yeah!
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM Top 5 Gifts a Biker Should Never Give to the Chick He Loves. Number 5, Cubic Zirconia. 4, a diet cookbook. Hey, she's never going to believe it's you that needs to shed a few pounds. 3rd, most dangerous man to woman present, the venerable toaster oven. Unless the gifter enjoys toast for one. 2, a digital pedometer. Number 1, sucks the most of all, the always divorce prone vacuum cleaner. Can't understand any of this? Consider love on a cash basis. American Biker Minute, your best. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
For 13 seasons, this small forward was known as much for his trash talking as for his shooting. He was so deadly from three-point range, it earned him the nickname the Rifleman.
He'll pull up and shoot a three. Watch him. Here it goes. That'll be good. It is the Person Show.
So where is Chuck Person now? Chuck retired and watched his younger brother, Wesley Person, become a three-point threat in his own right. Chuck has spent more than 10 years as an assistant coach with the Kings, Cavs, and Pacers, and in 2011, he joined the L.A. Lakers. Funny seeing such an offensive player become a great defensive coach.
And the one thing about scores that go to the other side of the ball is they know what to take away from the offensive players.
Nice to see the Rifleman still on target. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.